Put your hands together. What a wonderful song to get started on. What a wonderful song. We plead the blood of Jesus. We let the devil know he can't have our increase. He can't have our kids. He can't have our marriage. He can't have our relationship. He can't have our fellowship. We plead the blood. What is a great top? That is a great song to get started on this first Thursday, Tuesday of the year. We want to say Happy New Year to those out there. Pinch yourself. If you're listening to this broadcast, pinch yourself. Why? Because you're still alive. You still got a chance to get it right. You're still barring God's error. So we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. What a mighty word God has been doing in our life. We know that God is a keeper. He keeps. You know, he put our mind in right perspective. He said he that keeps his mind on Christ would be able to do right things. You know, if you let his mind that be in Christ also be in you, you know, we meditate on the word day and night, and God is able to keep, you know, he's able to keep our mind in right perspective. Why? Because we serve him with the mind of Christ. We don't serve him with the mind of flesh. We serve with the mind of Christ. And I just want to say once again, man, this time is going quick, ain't it? We already in the third Tuesday, the middle of January. Here it comes up. It's almost about to start into February. Amen. And so God is doing some great things. I want you guys to pray for us here in Wisconsin. You know, we got like 6 inches of snow. So when it get like this, you know, a lot of people get easy. They don't want to come out. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to sit in the house and just, you know, swell up for the whole winter. And then when the summer get here, you know, everybody want to work it off. So just pray for us here in Madison. Pray for our kids and our wives and our relationship that things will go well. Amen. And I want to give a big shout out to the apostle, to the visionary of this Now Network program, because he's a man of action. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. But, you know, faith is an action. You know, he have this. No, he like this. It's a now thing. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the things of things not seen. No, he have that now faith, and he worked faith. Faith without work is dead. So he worked his faith out. We know that he's out doing all kind of stuff for the glory of God. And I just want to take my hat off to the man of God, because, you know, he said works without works, and he's showing the work. So we know that this last week he went to Houston. And he got an award, you know, to the glory of God. Because what God said, what you do in secret, he'll bless you in opening. And so we just want to say thank you, man of God, for being well attended to what God is trying to get done. Because that's how we man up. That's how we man up. We man up. That's how we man up. We man up, get out of our own agenda, and go out and help. You know, feed the neighbors. You know, go help the disasters. Go get out of your comfort zone. You know, he didn't have to go do none of that, but he got out of his comfort zone. Why? Because he's a man of God. When God speaks, we got to move just like that. Amen. So I just want to just, you know, take my hat off to that brother, because he's doing a marvelous job. And I just want to, you know, keep up the good work, man. Don't get distracted. Yeah,
I appreciate you. You know, and you know, and it's really without accolades, but I really appreciate you. And each one that has shouted out, congratulated, and just been in support of our ministry. One thing I'm glad you brought that up tonight. It's just ironic that the one thing I could say in the acceptance speech of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award and the Congressional Achievement Award was that, hey, I'm just here to introduce Jesus, and that in all of this that God puts me to go to work to do is just to show other people that they can do the same thing. And if we all do better, I believe we can see some change. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who has been in support of this ministry, and we're going higher. This is not just the one stop. This is the next launch to the next level. So we thank God for you, and we're excited for an awesome word tonight, man. God bless you.
Amen. And so I want you guys to get on the bus. You got to get on this bus. This bus is headed to glory. This bus is headed to Zion. So you got to get on this bus. Amen. I just want to share something with you tonight so we can understand why it's so meant for us to step up? Why is it in this time in our life? Why it's so important right now to step up? You know, to be a man of your word. You know why? Because this is a season that is God is really want to give favor, but at the same time you want to trust us with favor. And this is a season that we really got to have our mind made up, because we know that these are the last days. And, you know, you see the signs and wonders. You see things are going on that you thought would never go on. You know, we know that our current president was, you know, saying things out of his mouth. And, you know, it's nothing new to us. You know why? Because, God opened up our ears. And we know from the time, from day one, that, you know, the president wasn't in his right mind. So we still got to pray for him. Amen. That's our job, is to pray for you know, our elect in the office. That's what he said. We're supposed to pray for the presidents, the governors, the mayors, even though that, you know, we don't like them. You know, we supposed to like all peoples. We are Christians. We're not supposed to have no hate in our body. So if we hate someone, we need to go back and repent, say ouch, and get it over with. Amen. Even though that he's doing things that is not, you know, that we don't agree with, we still not supposed to have hate in our heart. Why? Because God said that's hate is not of God. Hate is of the devil. You know, if you hate the president, that means you of the devil. So, you know, we can have our dislikes, but at the same time, we can't hate. Amen. And so let's get that out of our frame of thought, and let's just pray for the man of God, because he said the prayers of the righteous avail much. So if you're a prayer of the righteous, you know, your prayer is not going to be, get rid of him. No. Your prayer is going to be God straighten him out. God, you put him in that office. Then nobody put him in nobody but God. I don't care what kind of vote you had. Only person, God know what he was doing. God ain't ignorant. We got to get out of the frame of mind thinking God is ignorant. God put him there for a reason. So it's God's calling. And what we just got to do, we got to be obedient. Just pray for the man of God. Just pray that God will open up his heart. That pray that God will, you know, because Pharaoh was God had to harden Pharaoh's heart. That's why it wasn't easy for Moses to do what he had to do. God got the heart of a king in his hand. So Donald Trump's heart is in his hand. All God got to do is speak to the man's heart. You know, God can change anybody. You know, it's nothing too hard without God. That's why we serve a mighty God. Amen. So I just want to put that little nugget in there. And I want to share some with us. And so we can understand where we at right now. You know, I'm a jump here. I'm going to Genesis. All right. Amen. And I wanna start at Genesis 1, and that's a foundation, and I just wanna get it out so we can understand where we at. That's why we gotta man up. We gotta man up. We got to get ourselves together. Why? Because God is calling us. God is really calling us to get things in organized. And Genesis 1:25, you know, it goes that God, it says, Genesis 26. I want to jump to Genesis 26. And it said, God said, let us make man in the image, in our image, after our likening, and let him have dominion. So now notice 26 of Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our own image. Now, this is what I'm getting at. God is giving me an understanding here. This is his genealogy. Because he started with Adam in the garden. God created Adam into his own likeness. God took Adam out of nothing and made him into something. Amen. That's what the scripture, you know, you got to keep reading it. Don't, you know, I just want to give you how I got it, okay? And you can go finish reading Genesis. You can read it up to how God took the dust and how God took his mouth and blew on the nostrils, how God just took his mouth and put on dirt. You know, because the body wasn't deformed. It was just dirt. And so the Bible said God put his mouth on dirt and blew the breath of life into an Adam. And Adam became a living soul, a living seed. Adam became living. So God just took dirt and just blew on dirt. And this became Adam became out of dirt. Amen. And so that's where I'm at right now, that where God, because that was that was God's image. That was God's image. And Adam was made out of the image of God. And so now we jump to Genesis 4. I want to jump to Genesis 4. Genesis chapter 5, verses 5, 1, 2, and 3. And it gives you the different understanding here. Now it gives you a genealogy of Adam, because say, this is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, made male and female, created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created, and Adam lived 130 years, and he begot a son in his own image and in his likeness, after his image, and call his name son. So now we you see how it's changed. It changed from God created Adam into Adam created his own image. A lot of us say we made out the image of God. Well, I mean, the Bible is really telling us that we became out of Adam image, because it says in chapter 5, it talks about this is the book, or this is the genealogy, or this is the generation. So it's a different generation now. So we have to understand who we are in this moment. And so God was saying this is the generation. And so Adam became a living cell, but Adam bare a seed to a woman, and we became like them. We became an A-likeness. We didn't come into the liking of God. Adam and Eve was the first human being in the image of God. And so we came through Adam's generation as flesh, as sinful flesh, because we know that Adam and Eve committed sin in the garden, and God put them out of the garden and kicked them out. And he told them to go, you leave from glory, where you got to go have a story. Amen. You got to have a story before you can get to glory. Amen. And so Adam and Eve was the birth parents of all generations. That's why we got to be like-minded. We got to get out of a race, because when we go to heaven, that's only one race. We are the human race. It's the human race. God created Adam and Eve, created all multitudes of folks, humans. Amen. And so I want to feed this to us, because we got to understand before we can get to where we need to get to. We got to understand we are like Adam likeness. And so by being like Adam likeness, we need a savior. We needed someone to come redeem us back to what Adam had, because Adam and Eve had dominion. If you read in Genesis and all that, the Bible said they had dominion over the fish, over the air, over every creeping things on land. They had dominion. They had dominion over the water. They had dominion over earthquakes. They had dominion over storms. They had dominions over rain. They had dominions over dinosaurs. I mean, and, you know, if you read it in Genesis talk about the fowls. They talk about the beasts, the big beasts, the big beasts, dinosaurs. The big beasts is the sea creatures in the water. They say Adam had dominion. They had dominion of all that stuff. And so they can hang out with lions. They can hang out with creatures that we don't get to see. Why? Because they had dominion of them. But Adam lost that dominion, and when he lost that dominion, God had to replace him out of the garden, because if he didn't take him out of the garden, Adam and Eve would never die. But God give us an understanding now. He's saying in Genesis, the fifth chapter, starting at verse 1, it starts telling you, now here's it talking about the genealogy of Adam. Amen? And so that's what we got to get understanding. Then if we jump to, let's go to the book of Matthew. Let's go to Matthew's chapter, and let's start at verse 1. Amen, because this is what we have to get. We have to get this understanding, because if we don't get this understanding, we're not going to be able to possess what God is trying to get us to get to. God is wanting us to get to some things, and how we can get to some things, we got to understand where we're at. Knowing that Genesis, the fifth chapter, talks about this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. If you get in Matthew's gospel and you start at the very first chapter and the very first verse of Matthew's, it said this is the book of the generations of Jesus Christ. Now it talks about the sons. It talks about David. It talks about Abraham. You know, and so it's going down the line of the Old Testament. It's going down the line of the beginning of the creation. It goes to the creation fathers of Adam. Adam is the grandfather of all nations. Adam is the grandfather. Eve is the grandmother of all nations. They are the birth parents. So I got kids. My mama had kids. My mama's mama has kids. My mother's mother's had kids. My mother. So in our generation, we got grandparents. We got grandparents. We got mothers that we got fathers that had a father that had a father that had a father that. So they go through generations. And so this is what God has given me. God has given me this to break this down, because this is what we come in the generation, because now God is coming to give us back dominion. We get the dominion because Jesus Christ had to come in the flesh. Jesus Christ could not come in the spirit, because if he came in the spirit, then we wouldn't have an adversary. So he had to come into the spirit. What I'm saying, we got to man up. This is how we manning up, because we have to face value for what value is. And so now it says here, it says in Matthew, it says this is the beginning, or this is the book. This is the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David. We know that it speaks in genealogy. It speaks that, you know, it gives you the understanding how he was coming through the generation, because it was promised through the Old Testament to what we are today. It was promised that how our Lord and Savior is going, what genealogy that he's going to come through. He's coming through his genealogy. He's coming through his own likeness. Because you know the Hebrews was there before us. You know that we are Gentiles. We are Gentiles. We are Gentiles. We drafted in to his. We drafted in through the rejection of the Jews. So we was able to get drafted in. And by getting drafted in, we was able to be reborn again. You know that the Jews was of Adam's seed, but they was of Abraham's seed. Abraham was a Jew that had all the money, all the gold, and all. You know, so it goes down the genealogy. And so now this is what we fit in at. Now we get drafted into it because Jesus Christ came to die for us. We know that the Bible talks about he went on Calvary. He went on Calvary. The Bible, we know in Isaiah, talks about that a son would be given, for the Savior to come, to take on the sins of the world, that he would carry us on his shoulders. We know that in Isaiah give us that, you know, in them scriptures, it talks about how he's going to come. So now that brings us to my point. For us to understand who we are in Christ, we got to understand the genealogy. If we don't understand the genealogy, then we can't possess power. We can't possess, we can't get the glory back. And that's our job. Our job is to get the glory. You know what the glory is? The glory is to change nations upside down. That's why we got to man up. The glory is to speak to a dying situation, and the light must come. Light got to come out of it. He said that you are the light of the world, that you are salt that can't be hid, that you can't lose your salt. You are healed. You healed. That you are the light of the world. That you are the ambassador. You are the word. You are the word that speaks life. For us to understand who we are, we got to understand the genealogy. See, so far we get out the genealogy because we don't want to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Ain't no other God going to come die for you. If you still waiting for that, because he said, the Bible, you know, and John is talking about he is the way, the truth, and the light. No man goes to the Father unless they come through him. So it's no other way you can go. You can try to skip, hop, jop, blop, wop, wop, or do whatever. You can try to go talk to Cleo or Eo or Zeo or whoever you want to go talk to. They ain't going to be able to get you to the Father. You got to go through him to get to the Father. For you to get your identity, you got to go through him to get to your identity. To understand who you are, you got to go back to Jesus. You got to go back to Jesus, because Jesus is the beginning of everything. He is the beginning. He was the word that spoke in the, you know, in the Bible state, in the beginning was the word. He was the word. He was the word, because even though that Adam had dominion, but Adam still had to get the word. If you keep reading it, then it talks about he became the word. So we work this thing out to where we get an understanding. And so what God is trying to get us to a point to understand is that before we can get the understanding, notice that the four scriptures talks about our Lord and Savior. It talks about how he came to redeem mankind, how he came to heal the sick, how he came to raise the dead, how he came to heal the wounded, how he came to help the widow, how he came to help the orphan, how he came to fill the hunger, how he came to fill the homeless, how he came to bring back life, how he came to bring back dominion, because it was dominion in the garden. If you read it in Genesis, there wasn't no sick folk in Genesis. There wasn't no sick folk in Genesis. You can't find in the Bible where sick folks in Genesis. There wasn't no sick folk in Genesis. Everybody, you know, even in some parts of Genesis, you don't read, you don't even read, there were even sick folk in the time before Adam, before he was taken away. You know, we know that the first human blood was shared when his two kids, when the Cain and Abel, you know, that was the first blood of man shared on earth, because God told him that he said, well, your brother, he lied. That was the second lie that was told. So we got to get understanding. We got to get to where God is trying to get us to understand. So we know that the New Testament is giving us our identity to possess who we are. We can change nations. We just got to get out of our flesh. We can change nation because we become the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God was Word. The Word started walking. You know, the Bible says that on a cool, you know, I'm talking about Genesis, says in a cool summer day, Adam said he heard the voice of God walking. He heard the Word. You are a Word. What's your name? My name is Dwayne. I'm a Word. I'm a Word that was planted in the womb. I was a seed. A seed is a Word. So what God is trying to get us to understand, we have to get out of the flesh. Because he says, speak the Word. Don't you know your words are spirit? Don't you know your words are life and truth? Don't you know life and death lies in your tongue? That's where your power at. Your power's in your tongue. But for you to possess all this, you got to understand your identity. You got to understand who you are. Because he said that we was an adopted. He said we was born again. How we was an adopted? Because Christ Jesus died. He died for us. So we was drafted in. We was drafted in to be priests. We was drafted in to be kings. We was drafted in to be queens. We was drafted into royalty. We become royalty. Ain't no Jew better than me. We in God's eyes, we all Jews. That's what the scripture said. We all Jews. Now that we become into Christ, we become all Jews. And so what we have authority, but we got to understand who we are. We got to understand where our authorities come from. And so the four gospels give us an ideal of our Lord and Savior. And after we get the four gospels, we see that no man have never came from heaven. Oh, halaba shandoloboko shalabaha. We seen that a man came from heaven. We've seen the promise. God's word always going to accomplish what he said. He said it in Genesis. He said it that he will bruise the head of the serpent. He said that he told Eve that she would bear a son that would bruise the head of the serpent. I'm telling you, he died. He went to hell. He preached to hell. He took the keys. He took the keys from the devil. He took the keys from death. He took the keys from poverty. He took the keys from sickness. He took the keys from bipolar. He took the keys from sickle, whatever amount of disease, he took the keys, because we know the Bible says that he is the full figure of the Godhead. Amen. And so this is what we got to get for us to man up. How we man up? Because if we model after our Lord and Savior, like he said, a model after him, we can man up. Why? Because there's no hate in us. We can't hate our brothers. We can't dislike our brothers. We can't come against our brothers. We can't help our brothers. We can't feel the same infirmities that they have. We supposed to feel the same. Jesus Christ said he felt every infirmity that is in our body. If he can feel it, why we can't feel for one another? If he can lay his life down, why we can't lay our life down? He said that we supposed to model after him. We supposed to be like-minded believers like him. He came to accomplish something. He came to bring back redeem. He came back to bring back glory. He came back to bring back power. We don't got power until the power to the one that give us power, give us power. His power never run out. His power never run. And only how we can get this power, we got to accept Jesus Christ. We got to go back to the forerunner of the whole beginning. We got to go back. Why? Because God came from heaven. David said it. We wasn't there, but the teaching of the Bible, the instruction, it talks about no one never came from heaven. Ain't nobody never came from heaven. But this one, the tribe of Judah, the lamb, the bright and morning sun, the manna by night, the fire by night. That's who came from heaven. He came from heaven with all the deity, even though that he was in his own created. Because if you go back, I said it, Adam was made out of dust, but the God, the creator, the architect of my body, your body, he took dust and made a human. He took dust and gave him DNA. He took dust and gave him all fullness of the body. He gave all that. And not only that, he put a man to sleep and took a rib out of another, out of his body, and made another two Adams. The Bible said it was Adam. He called him Adam. He named the female male and female, but he called him Adam. He didn't get confused, even though there was two of them. He didn't get confused. It was two. Check this out. It was two. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And so that's what we got to get this point. For us to man up, we got to get to a point. Why? Because the days are short. The days are short. And the coming of the Lord is coming. I'm even telling myself this. Oh, I repent. I repent. I repent. I repent. I repent. Because sometimes I get selfish. Sometimes I get to a point where I'm all about me. I get to worrying about my current situation. We're human. But he's wanting us to work out of the human mind. He wants us to come out of the human thoughts. Why? Because he have a job for us. For us to walk in our full potential, we got to know where we at. We got to know who we are. And so what I'm saying, that's how it started from in Genesis, and it got together in the New Testament. The New Testament gives us an ideal. It's just a revelation of the Old Testament. The Old Testament became the New Testament. The New Testament is the Old Testament. It's just revealed. It's just worked out and different. And so this is how our generation starts, because it said this is the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. It didn't say this is the generation of Adam. He didn't say this is the generation of Abraham. He didn't say this is the generation of Meshach, Meshach, Billy, and all through Judges, Deuteronomy, Numbers, Leviticus, Exodus. He said this is the generation. This is the book according to our inheritance. This is our inheritance. We have a nice inheritance. And in that inheritance, that's no corruption. In that inheritance, everything was easy. If they put it in order. And so how we got to put it in order? We got to go and read our instruction. God says he gave us the four gospels to understand that he did so many things. And so this was God who was giving me to give to the body. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to do it all year. Because before we can get to this point, Second Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. I ain't going to read no more, because you can't never become new. Only how you can become new, that the creator got to make you new. I can't become new. I can't go back into my, I'm 50 years old. I can't be born again in my mama. I can't be a new baby. I can't be, 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old. I can't go back to start. I don't have that kind of power. But what he's saying, I become a new creature. I become a new soul. I become a new creature. I become Israelite. I become Israel. I become Jew. I become a Jew because I become a new creature. I become that in the spirit, not in the flesh. Because if you go back to Genesis and you read that Genesis 1 and 26, and it said God created this. Then you go to the next, you go to and you go to you go into the next, then God talks about he gave him dominion. But if you read in another scripture, then it talks about that he had power. He gave dominion. Then he gave him the word. And so what we got to understand, we are spirits. We are spirits. And it's time for us to work in the spirit. How you think that we're going to be able to help our brothers and sisters in Africa? You'll never get there. Not saying, no, let me apologize about that. You may get there. But until you get there, how you going to help them? Know how you help them? You help them in spirit. Because we spirit beings. That's how we work. That's how we work. We spirit beings. We work in the spirit, not in the flesh. The flesh can't inherit nothing. So God is trying to get us to understand. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. To become new, you have to get rid of something old. What is old? I'm old. He said you become a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. All of old things have passed. You're a new man now. If you're a new creature and you're in Christ, then you should show the love of God. If my brother got a flat tire, I supposed to stop and help my brother out with that flat tire. If my brother and he's married and they don't have like we have, they need food in their house, I'm supposed to be a brother to help my brother out. Man, I'm supposed to be able to go in my refrigerator and take food out of my refrigerator to feed my brother. I understand, you know, some people get it twisted. Talking about if you don't work, you worse than the how they say that pastor. If a man don't work, he worse than the infidel. That no, come on, man. That we take that out of context because. As long as you putting your hand towards the plow, you working. You working. But if we, for us to man up and be on the move, because you not the our generation has switched. Ain't another you're not finna have another Peter. You're not finna have another John. No, you're not gonna. You can't have them. You in your own spirit. It'll never be another Elijah. But the Bible said Moses and Elijah is going to come back and judge the world. So that means Moses and Elijah is not dead. Remember Peter went up there and he seen him. He said, it was good for me to be here. Peter had never seen Moses and Elijah. But he was connected in the spirit. It was in the spirit. That's why God rebuked him. For you don't know, this is not the time. This is not the time. Not now, it's not the time. You don't know what you're saying. But Peter was caught up in the spirit. And that's what we do. We have to work this thing out in the spirit. So we know that when our brothers and sisters are hurting, we can help them. We can ask, we can go to God and pray. Lord, open up some doors for them, God. God, let them get to know who you are, God. Lord, show yourself mighty in their life, God. Lord, show yourself mighty in their finance, God. God, you know that brother and that sister need a car to get to church. You know they need a car to get to work. God, they need a better job. So they can live right. Lord, pull them off their corner so they no longer live on the streets no more. That's our mindset. That's how we supposed to be. We don't supposed to see a brother and his family on the street corner and we just drive right by. Shame on us. How we going to man up? And we see some brothers in a dire need or we see our sisters in a dire need. We supposed to help them. It don't say take advantage of them. It said we supposed to help them. We don't supposed to do something for them and expect to get something back. No. You're supposed to do that out of your heart. And he said it's out of the heart. Make confession. Out of the heart that God's that makes love to God. Out of your heart. Not out of your flesh. Out of your heart. And so before we can get to therefore if any man be in Christ, we got to understand. He said therefore if any man be in Christ. He didn't say call on the old apostles. He didn't say call on the Old Testament. He didn't say call on Jacob. He didn't say call on Isaac. He didn't say call on Elijah. He didn't say call on Jeremiah. He didn't say call on Noah. He didn't say call on Abraham. He said, no, you become. Because he said greater works that you should do. He didn't say greater works you would do because I'm gonna send the old prophets. I'm going to send the old prophets. No, he said, great works you're going to do. Why? Because I'm going to send back the comforter that he may help you, that he may work with you, that he may show you how to love, that he may show you how to get to get, how to put things together, how to work things out for the goodness, how to work things out that your God will be happy. That's what we got to do. That's where we at in this year. This is a new beginning in our life. This is not an old beginning. This is a new beginning. We can't serve this new beginning in the flesh. He said the flesh got to die daily. If he was so much worrying about the flesh, he'd have told you, you need to work this thing out in your flesh. He said, no, he that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. He got to work in spirit and truth. You can't work this with your master degree. You can't work this with your doctor degree. You can't work this in your arrogance, because your arrogance will hold you back. Your arrogance will keep you. You know, arrogance and pride is a sin. God hates arrogance. That's why Lucifer was kicked out of heaven, because he was prideful. That's why Eve got kicked out of the garden, because she had this thing that she had pride in her. She had arrogance in her. You know, she had this that sin creeped up on her. You know, she thought that the tree was good for she lust out of the tree. Pride would bring all kind of spirits. Pride would bring all kind of manner of disease. We got to get rid of that pride and arrogance, because that thing will open up all kind of doors to the devil. That's one of the biggest things that the devil did. If I can ascend myself, I can almost ascend myself higher than God. That was pride. That's why he was kicked out of heaven. That's one of the biggest sins. That's one of the biggest tricks that the devil uses to us to this day. Arrogance and pride. And if we can get rid of that arrogance and pride, God will fill us up with love. I just wanted to share that today with you guys, because this is the movement that God is trying to get us to do, because we're trying to unify the body. And I was listening to a talk show that we're trying to get rid of racism in the body of Christ. How could we have racism in the body of Christ? And we quote the scripture. He said, you know that you're my disciple because you show the love. You show the love. If you don't show the love, if you can't love your brother, then you of the enemy. He said it. He said you of the devil. That's in scripture. He said if you can't love your brother, he said you of the devil. He said that what father would give his son bad gift? What father would give his son a snake? That's a nasty man. Why would we give our brothers and sisters snakes? That's of the devil. We're supposed to give our brothers and sisters tidings. Good news. I'm going to bless you if you just hold on.
Amen.
If you see out there.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to share that. And that's where we at, man. We just got to get it together.
Well, praise God. I know you got the lines lit up. Look, you about to start something tonight. You got the lines all lit up, and I just want to interject and kind of bounce with you a little bit here, because you said a lot, and without any controversy, there's an understanding that we all have to have when we study the word. You know, the one thing, Pastor Dwayne, that I'm learning is that scripture is that we perish for a lack of knowledge. Is so important
because we take the
surface of the word of God and we just run with it, instead of saying, you know what, no, study means I have to go deep into the word of God and not only look at one scripture, but look at the structure of order. You know, everything must be done decently in order. Now, I'm not taking up for I must jump in on this one first, because I got a bunch of notes. I want to just keep a couple comments, and I'm not trying to jump in because I'm pro woman or pro man. I'm pro order. And you said something about disorder with Eve in the garden. The one thing I do know is that God never had a conversation with Eve. God had a conversation with Adam. God walked, he talked with Adam, and he gave Adam the instructions. Then at that point, God is a busy God, and God has a lot to do. God said, you know, it's not good for man to be left alone. So he then went in and took the rib from that man, Adam, and made woman. that now Adam, the man, was responsible for training Eve. Now, how could Eve ever know what to do if she never had a conversation with God? She had to have a conversation with someone to give her the right information. And I want to say there, we perish for a lack of knowledge. That's gonna catch up to somebody in a minute. If you don't know right, how can you do right? And if you've been given only partial information, and you go and do what you thought you'd do, who's at fault? I believe it's the person who had the information. Then again, you said something about the light. You know, there were some dynamic things in Genesis that happened in the beginning. But the first thing that God did is he formed. That's what the Bible says in Genesis 1. In one, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of earth. But watch, this was the most dynamic thing to me that happened when he says, this is when he spoke. He didn't speak in verse 1 and 2, but in verse 3, he spoke. It says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light that it was good. Now let's not get twisted on this one. The same light that was spoken in the beginning is the same light that we talk about in John 1. That light that shined in darkness. So we got to know that the light in the beginning is the same light right now. Who is that? Jesus. Jesus is the light. Jesus is what changes things. So we have to know that, first of all, if I want to know my genealogy, I have to know who the light is. Okay. Then secondly, you talked about the beginning. Okay. I was teaching on this a couple of weeks ago. I know you guys are going to remember this, because there was not just one creation of man and woman, because in that same verse that you're talking about there in chapter 1, 26, it says, then God said, let us, that Trinity of three, make man in our image, according to our likeness, let them. Now watch this. That word them is important, because he didn't just talking about one, because he says, let them have dominion over fish and sea, over birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, of all, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God, watch this, created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, watch this, male and female he created. That's in chapter 1. Now, if we know how God works, the earth and Eden were two separate entities. And we have to know that God had already put man and woman on the earth. He said it right there. But if you skip over to chapter 2, oh my God, watch this. If you skip over to chapter 2, it says, and then the heavens and the earth, all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which had created and made. But then, watch this, when the Lord planted the Garden of Eden, God then created man in his image, that he says, then God planted the garden eastward of Eden, and there put he the man that he had formed out of the ground of the Lord. God made every tree grow pleasant to the sight of God. All I'm trying to say is, in that second forming is when Adam came into existence. That's when Eve was created from man. Eve was not created in that first group of men and women that were created, because they were out there having dominion over the earth. But when Eden was created, oh my God, God formed man from the dust into his own personal, his own favorite, watch this, replication of himself, that this man could go forward and command life into the garden. But see, something happened up in there, Pastor Dwayne, because communication got lost. And then you can say I'm the seed of Adam. You can say I'm the seed of Abraham. You can say I'm the seed of Joseph. You can say you're the seed of this and the seed of that. But if that seed had been good, Hebrews chapter 8 wouldn't be alive today, because God says he destroyed the old covenant. Not meaning he superseded it, not meaning that he did not take it away from record that we could all pay attention to, but he says, I make a new covenant. Because the old was not effective. The old covenant did not work. Now, the new covenant, if you know it, is that same light that was beginning in chapter 2, the same light that came in John 1, the same light that's right here today, because this is what I learned from Paul. And I'm going to surmise this right quick, because I got a whole teaching on this, and you brought it out. But if I surmise from Paul, I'm not the seed of Adam. I'm not the seed of Abraham or anybody else. I'm the seed of Jesus, because Jesus is the new covenant. And now Paul says, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, my God, but the Christ who lives in me. See, I know I must be aware of everything that has happened, but I know I need a new life in Christ right now, that I'm the seed of Jesus, because there's no more pain. I'm the seed of Jesus. There's no more doubt. I'm the seed of Jesus, because if I stay in the light, I'm about to throw, ooh, Jesus. If I stay in the light, I will be changed. And now I can be who I'm supposed to be, because I'm going to do better now. I'm going to stay in the light now. I'm going to man up, oh, my God, and I'm going to make sure you see the light that not I'm talking about. You're not seeing the light that I'm trying to tell you about. You see the light that's shining from within me. It's important for us to really pay attention to that glorious light and look at some of the things that God did first. And how important it was for us to go deep into it and see that when God put it together, he had a plan. And when man does not follow the plan, God will shake it and start a new covenant, something that is only by him. You need to study chapter 8, family, my brothers out there, man up on it. Study chapter 8. We can have a dialogue discussion over this whole teaching right here about being dead to the old, about living in the new covenant, about being the great example, that now you are the seed of Jesus producing that same thing. He told you, come on, I'm going to show you this. You're going to slap yourself right now. Because in Matthew 28, when he says, go ye therefore and make disciples. You're not making disciples of the old. You're not making disciples of somebody that looked like this, talked like that, or did anything else. You are making disciples of the light. And the light continually changes me. I know I cannot do a thing. I cannot interpret the word of God and even have an understanding of the word of God without the light. And I have committed myself to the light of Jesus. And I know that I'm going to walk in the light, because if I walk in the light, I'll serve the light. If I teach the light, I will display the light. If I give the light, oh, some people want to hold on to it. We get into a certain anointing and we want to hold on to it. But if you give the light, you see the light start to shine in all the areas that God has called us to do. Go ye therefore and share the light. We're going to open up the lines. If anyone wants to get in this discussion, come on, man up tonight. I know Prophet Dwayne is online. I know a couple other men of God are online tonight. We want women of God, dial one and get into this conversation. Woo, did I get to it? Wait a minute. You got quiet on me?
Oh, no. No, I'm never quiet.
Because
I'm
like, did I go too hard?
I live for this. I live for this. This is my bread. This is how I live. This is my lifestyle. I don't care about nothing else. I care about this word of God, man. I live for this, man. And you know, and all respect to, you know, in all respect to that is well put, man, you know, because, you know, we have to understand before we can get to any other move in our life, we got to have an understanding. And the understandings come, like you said, in the beginning was the light. The same light I'm talking about You can't go no farther unless you go to the light. You got to go to the light. And by going to the light, he revealed who he is. Because we can't do nothing without him. We cannot move. We cannot talk. We can't get no revelation. We can't get no understanding. Why? Because it's based on him. That's why I put it in so many ways, just, you know, give you the genealogy, because today people don't accept Jesus Christ as the light. He is the key cornerstone of our foundation. Without him, there's no hope. Without him, there's no promise. Without him, we can't overcome. Without him, we can't be delivered. Without him, we can't walk worthy. We can't walk worthy of our calling. We can't do nothing without him. It's not about us. It's all about him. We don't have no power. We don't have no authority. All authority comes through him. So we get our DNA. We get our identity. We get everything that we need from him. It has to come from him. It can't come nowhere else. That's why I say this. Your education can't get you to what he's trying to get you with. Because you're smart. He's too smarter than you. He'll outthink you any day of time, any given moment. You know, he can outpraise you. He can outtalk you. He can outthink you. He can outdo all things out better than you. And that's why we have to come to the light. If we don't come to the light, we can't get no salvation. That's no other name given up on heaven why man must be saved.
Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Come on, somebody. You know what? The phones are blowing up, but nobody wants to dial one and get in the conversation. Come on, let's man up. Maybe we need to change the name of the show, because we got Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Come on. We want to hear from my brothers out there. Man up, because this is it. But we're still thankful that we were able to have this conversation tonight. We're going to take it to another level. Tomorrow, we're going to relaunch Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast tomorrow morning. This is a fire. It's in my bone. You start talking about it, and I had already had some study stuff going on, and it just kind of filled in the areas where you had brought it in. I believe we have made it complete. And I believe God is going to bless those that have received this word tonight. Man of God, I bless you and your wife. I know you guys are doing awesome work up there in Madison, Wisconsin. We want all of our covenant partners to continue to support Pastor Dwayne, Pastor Ann up at Rhema Christian. It's Rhema Christian Center, isn't it?
Rhema Center.
Okay, the Rhema. Well, thank you, Holy Spirit. Was I trying to give them something?
It.
No, the Rhema Center. I said Rhema Christian Center, but the Rhema Center in Madison, Wisconsin. We want to continue to help and to support and man up. Now, my brothers out there that are in ministry, we need to connect as brothers. We got some dynamic things going on here in the season of 2018 that starts with you, and it's you being able to. Want to help me and for me wanting to help you and to sow into you and for us not to be afraid to study together and to really go deep in this word, because it's important for us men to start talking the same word and having the same basis. Oh, we all gonna have a different revelation. Hallelujah. We gonna all have a different revelation, but that revelation is gonna come into manifestation by the Holy Spirit. We're still one Jesus. It's still one light. It's still one God the Father, one Jesus the Son, one Holy Ghost. That all still mean one. But I am encouraging everybody out there: think more about what you are today. It's so important. You brought that up in 2 Corinthians, that you cannot be concerned about what you used to be. Because for anyone who is in Christ Jesus, that means you're in the light. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. That's something never, ever been done before. Old things have passed away, meaning you have taken an opportunity to repent, oh my God, for all of your wicked ways. I know you've been blaming somebody. I know you said they made you do it. I know they got you in the car. I know the police came after them, but it was not their fault. It was yours, because it's on you. It's on me. Now he says, all things, oh my God, become new again. Are you ready for the new again? Because all you have to start walking in the light and you'll be new all day. You won't have time to go back to what you used to do because you know now that has been released by your confession of your sins. He says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive them. God in that new covenant, I'm going to charge a bunch of folks tonight to not just read chapter 8 of Hebrews, study it once a week for 52 weeks. And if you're in week 3, go back and read it 2 more times and get revelation on that new covenant because you can understand. He says he will be our God and we will be his people. He says, I will forgive all of their sins, all of their transgressions, all of their wicked deeds, I will remember no more. See, you still remembered it, but God, let it go.
My God.
It's time to walk in some new, and it's time to do it in God. Prophet Dwayne Woods, welcome to Man of the Movement. Good evening, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless everyone that is on the line this evening. You said something that kind of brought me out. Amen, because I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just sitting back listening. Over in the book of 2 Corinthians, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Then Paul says, he says, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Amen. And then if you go on, like you said, I think it's 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm coming in on that part because we focus, some of us, so much on our past that it is never enabling us to be the new creature that God has created. We focus on past tense. We focus on things that I've done in my past. And don't get me wrong, there's some things that people done in their past that probably can help you, you know, understand why you act the way you act because of the generation that has actually downloaded a bloodline inside of each and every one of us that gives us the DNA on how we are acting and how we are acting out things. So what Pastor Dwayne is saying, when you look at the genealogy of your descendants, your ancestors, you begin to understand the way you act, the way you are, the way you're actually made up. But when you come to the knowledge of Christ, the things that you picked up in your past has become old. And now walking this thing the way God allows you to walk it is now become new. Then Pastor Edward, you go over in Matthew's, what I was just reading today in around the 28th chapter of Matthew's, amen, how Jesus said, observe, in so many words, to make disciples. Amen. What and the disciples are after him. And we're supposed to point them to Christ. I was telling some people today, I said, man, there's something that's coming down the pipeline that many of us going to get bamboozled. We're going to get caught off guard because we're not looking at this thing deeper. Let me tell some people this. Amen. All of this prosperity teaching is not going to stop the enemy from whooping on your head.
Come on.
Well,
all these conferences that y'all paying this big money to go to and people prophesy to you about what God is going to do, when you study the scriptures, you should already know what God is going to do. The Bible said that the earth is his and the fullness thereof. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, which means because I'm connected to him, I inherit all of the stuff that he owns.
Come on.
And you wouldn't,
come on,
you wouldn't get so happy because some man then told you, well, God is going to bless you with a house. Well, if I live right, I'm going to get that house. Oh, come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I do the principal things of God, I'm going to get that as far as tithing. Amen. See, there's principles when you follow the things of God. And we're following the wrong things. But I'm telling you something. There's going to be some things that's coming down the pipeline that many of us are not going to be fully equipped to even handle. That's why the Bible says over in Ephesians that he gave some. Why did he give us? He gave us for the equipping of the saints. Why are we not equipping the saints to handle warfare, spiritual warfare? Amen. This is man up. Man up. See, when you begin to understand the genealogy of where you come from, it determines how strong you really are. Amen. Either you're gonna sit down on some things, you wonder why you're not confrontational, check your genealogy. There's somebody that was in your genealogy that did not have strength enough to go on. But in Rome, I mean, not in Romans, but in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ,
amen,
he is a new creature. Old things, which is your old nature, which is your old human side, has now been dissipated, which means gone away. And now you've taken on the likeness of Christ.
My God.
Which you become a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new.
I'm new.
What's the new? My understanding of how I'm supposed to be in the presence of God. Oh, my God, thank you.
My
understanding of how I'm supposed to serve him. My understanding of how I'm supposed to walk right before him. My understanding of how I'm supposed to treat my brother, man. My understanding of how I'm supposed to do folk. Come on, somebody. This is the new thing that is supposed to happen when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Like Pastor said, you can't accept Adam as your Lord and Savior because he failed. Amen. You can't accept Abraham. You can't. That's your brother. You can't accept them. Only person that you can accept that you can get into the to God. He said, Jesus said, no man cometh before the Father except through me.
Come on.
Amen. So you can't even get into the presence of God without first acknowledging Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And some of us, we need to have our mind conditioned. Amen. Over in 1 Corinthians 12 and 1. Amen. We got to, no, I take that back. I think that's in Romans 12 and 1. But we need to have our mind now submitted to the things of God in order for us to walk in the ordinance or the obedience of God. Amen. We can go all day long talking to you all about the history, but if you don't know his story, oh my God, come on,
that's
somebody,
story. Come on.
Better know you
come on,
you don't know
come
his
on,
story.
Come
don't
life.
Forget where you come
my
from.
Ta ba ba sha. You
Ooh,
oh
come
man,
on.
Let me pass the mic. Let me pass. I feel this thing. Amen.
You know what? This is you know, we have covenant partners that comment in all kinds of ways, text messaging on Facebook, on the event page, and everything else. And people are crying out for the series, The Seed of Jesus, connecting the light from the Old Testament to the New Testament. I just got that message. I'm gonna be calling out to all of my covenant brothers. We about to do this thing. I'm gonna set up a broadcast that we can start to have some teachings on this word of God. The word is so rich. I have so much in me that we can look, we can keep it going. But for the respect of time and people that have things to do, we don't want to just keep holding you, because you get the three of us together, and if one more called in, we'd be preaching all night. I won't even be able to record it all. But it's important for us to really be in agreement. I feel so much agreement right now. Where there was anything that may have been in the atmosphere, look at agreement come together, and now everybody's sitting back saying, wow, I didn't mean that. I, didn't start that out. I didn't put that on paper. But what we did was allow the Holy Spirit to speak freely from where? The Word of God. Not my opinion, but the Word's opinion. You can't go wrong when we stay on the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody out there, we're about to shut down. We're going to give, since we're the three that have taught, we're going to have the closing remarks here. We're going to let Prophet Dwayne share a quick little insert, the Prophet's Closet. Ooh, coming in February, better get ready. And then I'll share a couple of things, and then Pastor Dwayne, Pastor, look, I got two Dwaynes. I got D.W. Dwayne, and I got D.U. Dwayne. So let me stay conscious in that area. Then Pastor Dwayne.
We both from Chi-Town.
And they both from Chi-Town. So I had to watch this. See, the Lord putting a crew around me. Lord. And they know I'm down. I'm a ride or die. Come on now. I'm a man up with you. I think both Pastor D know about that. But anyway, we thank God for all of our callers tonight. If there's somebody out there that is just on fire, and even if it's one of our female listeners that would love to share tonight before we close down, go ahead and dial up woman up as we're manning up. And I know I've heard a bunch of messages from my ladies on the side. They kicking it in. They be on fire, you guys. And so I know we have done a great service tonight by serving the Lord through his Word of God. Pastor Dwayne Woods, any closing remarks from you, my brother?
Hey, okay, you said okay, amen, amen.
Yeah,
let me just say this real quick.
DW.
Okay,
DW.
Okay, that's Pastor Dwayne then. Okay, I'm passing the mic to Pastor Dwayne.
No, that's Prophet Dwayne.
Prophet Dwayne.
Wait a minute, maybe my bad. I got that. That's my bad. Prophet Dwayne is going to comment now. I'll come in, and then Pastor Dwayne will close us out since it's his third Tuesday of every month.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say this real quick because next month, February, the I believe the second Tuesday of the month, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. The Prophet's Closet. Amen. Where we're going to be talking about. Now, let me explain to you what the closet is. Just the opening. The closet is the opening of something that God wants to bring forward or take out. There are some closets that need to be restored, and some need to be rearranged. And you got to listen to this in the spirit realm. The closet is a safe place, and it also could be a comfort zone. Either way, we need to check out our closet. Amen. And when you go into your closet, I guarantee you, any one of us who got a walk-in closet, we sometimes see things that are not in its proper place, and we begin to rearrange our closets. Like right now, we have winter stuff on. Pretty soon, we'll be taking this winter stuff off, and we'll be putting on the spring stuff. So every quarter, there's an arrangement going on in your closet. Something new you brought in, still got tags. Some of us are impulse shoppers where we still got tags on stuff that is in our closet, that some things need to be given away to people. Amen. And I'm telling you, when we break down this closet, a closet is a place where you can open up. Remember that movie, I can't remember the name of it right now, but the older woman would go in her closet to pray. And she would number the people who she prayed for and the war room.
The war room.
See, the closet can also be your war room. It can be a place where some folk will say your safe haven. In the book of Psalms 91, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. See, your closet can also be your secret place where you get away from it all. And there's some people, they go into their closet and some people are disturbed at what they see. Good God Almighty. And sometimes, even when you put on your clothes, it still you still have a disturbance in your spirit, and is even based on what clothes you wear, which can tell people what's really going on with you. Now it's time for us to sit in the closet and talk about these things and get delivered from these things, so that when we walk out the closet, we can be the second Corinthians 5:17, that new creature.
Yes,
old things are passed away. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There's someone right now, listen to me right now. You have been molested in your closet. You've been raped in your closet. And you need to come to the closet in order to get delivered from your closet. Oh, come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, my God. See, you're playing with some things when you're talking about that closet. Because if you grew up in my arena of life, it was some dangerous things that could go on in the closet, and some malicious things that happened in the closet. I can't wait. I'm looking so forward to the launching of the Prophet's Closet here on the Now Network every second Tuesday. This launching will be on Tuesday, February 13th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Prophet Dwayne Woods. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you too, sir.
Always, man. I love you, bro.
Love you too, bro. Love you too, Pastor Dwayne.
Hey, love you too, Prophet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And all I got to say is, man up. Go ahead, Pastor Dwayne.
Man up. I just want to leave you with this. Colossians, the second chapter, 8 and 9. I'm going to put it in my own terms, but read it. It talks about don't let man spoil you with vectistic words, with eloquent speaking and prophesying. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And so by being in Christ, you know who you are. God tells you every day who you are. You're supposed to be able to pat yourself on your back. But whatever current situation you're in, all you got to do
right.
is go back to the Father. Go back to the Father. Because if you go back to the Father, he'll tell you who you is. He'll take you in scripture. He'll walk this thing out. He said he loved you. He said he created you. He said he deformed you in your mama's womb. He knew the thoughts of you. His thoughts, he said he had good thoughts of you. So don't bring up your old past, because as you come into Christ, you become a new creature. You don't have an old past. You don't even remember your past. Because if you something new you never had before. So if you got something you had never had before, ain't nobody never used it, it's new. God said you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You knew. Why would you remember something that God got rid of? If God got rid of it, why would you bring it up? God said you repent. And by changing that thing, God changed that. So you got to put your conversation chain. Don't call me no player. No, I'm not a player. I'm a man of God. Don't call me no pimp. No, I'm not a pimp. No, I'm not a hustler. No, I'm a man of God. God gave me an identity. God called me in his own way. He said that I'm a royal priesthood. God said I'm a changed person. I'm not the same anymore. No, my name ain't Birdie. No, my God called me by my name. And if he called me by my name, don't let people speak things into your life that is not of you. If God said that he don't remember your sins, why would you remember? If God changed your name, if God changed your name, why would you let somebody else change your name? So I'm just saying, in this season, know who you are. Walk your calling worthy. Walk this thing out. God said, if he be for you, who can be against you? If he called you by name, then what will he call you by name? Don't let nobody define who you are. God said he brought you from them things. Why would you go back? Why would you go back? Why would you turn back to your own vomit? God don't want you to go back to your own vomit. Stay forward. Get into the scripture. Whatever you lacking is in the Bible. He said the Holy Ghost would bring things back to remember. Whatever you lacking, the Holy Ghost would help you out with it. So I'm just saying, don't let nobody speak big words and all that. No, you don't need all that. All you need to do is take this thing one day at a time. He said, walk with him. Don't run in front of him. Walk with him. Walk this thing out with him, because he's able to keep you. He's able to sustain you. He's able to put you in the right place. Because at the end of the day, God's always going to be in control. Be blessed. Stay focused. Look, it's a new day. Now you know what you know how to man up. You can't say you don't know how to man up. Because if you say that, all you're doing is lying to yourself. So you need to quit lying to yourself. May God bless you. May God strengthen you. Thank you again for this opportunity. Y'all pray for us as well. We pray for you guys. Keep God lifted up, and he'll keep us lifted up. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is our cry for the rest of 2018. You better get ready. You're going to hear it a lot. Somebody ought to claim some war tonight. It's the things that you need to battle with. And I'm not talking about somebody else on the outside. I'm talking about some stuff with God. You better claim it tonight.
Might as well put your hands together. I got joy in my soul.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.